My journey into London's underground labyrinth began on a warm July afternoon in the leafy communal gardens that lay behind the red brick walls of a mansion block in West London. A residence party was in full swing, and as the wine flowed and tempting smells wafted from the barbecue, I struck up a conversation with a fellow partygoer. I told her about my fascination with London and how I'd always been especially interested in the city beneath our feet. There's all sorts of things down there, I enthused. Old tunnels, bunkers, disused tube stations. My daughter works for London Underground, she told me. She might be able to show you around some of those abandoned stations. So began my exploration of the secrets of subterranean London. London's Underground Railway is indeed a labyrinth. Although hundreds of its winding tunnels are seen by thousands of travellers every day, there are many more that lie dark and deserted beneath the city streets, hidden from view behind anonymous doors, ignored by hordes of commuters who pass them every day. But for anyone interested in the history of the city, these blank doors are the gateways into a wonderland. On a quiet street off Piccadilly, a graffiti-covered entrance leads to a tiny stairwell that descends into total blackness. This is what remains of Down Street Tube Station, an abandoned stop on the Piccadilly line. Never having been used very much, the station closed its doors in 1932, only to find an unlikely purpose as a secret government bunker known as the Burrow during World War II. Soon after the grave declaration of war was made, Down Street's abandoned platforms were hurriedly bricked up and the station became the makeshift headquarters of the Emergency Railway Committee, whose unenviable task was to keep London moving throughout the duration of the conflict. Their subterranean headquarters served them so well that Winston Churchill and his cabinet used some of the rooms from time to time. As Hitler's bombs began to rain down on the city, soberly dressed civil servants, cabinet members, secretaries and telephonists slipped quietly through the station's side door and made their way down to the top secret workplace. Here they would stay for hours, or sometimes days at a time, concealed from the view of passengers on the trains rushing past the platform's edge. Today, the Down Street War Bunker is long deserted. But its shell still remains, along with a few clues to its incongruous former use. In a narrow, claustrophobic corridor, an old telephone switchboard stands in the darkness, covered with 60 years of dust and grime. Other smaller rooms in the complex are still fitted with washing facilities for staff forced to sleep there when the Blitz was at its most ferocious. My exploration of the Underground Railway's hidden places revealed the many diverse stories the tube network had to tell. At Aldgate, I was shown the shadowy remains of the original station, just visible in the fading light before blackness engulfs the tunnel. At Moorgate, the tiny blind tunnel that a packed Northern Line train ploughed into at full speed one terrible day in 1975 was grimly indicated. The front carriage of the doomed train slammed into the tunnel wall with such force that the two carriages immediately behind it were forced up and under one another, trapping the people inside in a tangled forest of warped metal and shattered glass. The scene that met the men and women who came to rescue them must have been hellish. I found my excursions underground fascinating, sometimes unnerving, but always intriguing. The stories I uncovered inspired me to journey deeper into the subterranean city, to explore all the facets of this complex labyrinth. What I found was a hidden network as essential to the life of London as anything above ground. From the miles of electrical and telecom cabling secreted beneath the pavements to the sewers that carry the city's waste, what goes on beneath London is essential to the city's existence.